It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he does every week during these months, it's Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. We like to bring Brett in because we know that there are a lot of folks in our area that like to go up on the skyline, take out the snowmobiles, or go snowshoeing, or just get out and have some fun this time of year. And anytime we can give you some prevention, some tips on how to stay safe, and maybe where to go and maybe where not to go, that's what we're all about here, and that's what the Utah Avalanche Center is all about as well. Brett, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks a bunch. You know, these weekly slots are a good thing, especially when we're dealing with somewhat unstable conditions up there in the high country.
And you know, we were just talking before we came on the air, because you figure it's been probably a week and a half since we had a good measurable amount of snow?
Yeah, we've had a couple of spits and spurts throughout the week. It really hasn't added a whole lot of snow, and it hasn't really increased the avalanche danger a whole lot. The danger has been slowly decreasing, but that doesn't mean it's stable and safe out there. We're going to be dealing with our weak snow near the base of the snowpack for some time to come, Dave.
And you said even last week when we didn't get really hardly any snow, there were some, you know, human-triggered avalanches up there.
That's right. So after the big storms, you know, we kind of reached the apex of the most sensitive period. The most natural avalanches occurred during and just right after the storm, and things have kind of tapered off, but it's still touchy out there. There were three sizable, I mean, these things were large avalanches that were triggered by snowmobilers, and luckily no one was caught. They were actually remotely triggered, so these were triggered from a distance, and they were able to get out of the way before the thing caught them. So it demonstrates how things are still very touchy out there. And even though the danger is starting to taper off a little bit, it's by no means stable. And folks really need to continue to avoid the steep slopes in the higher elevations right now.
And the other thing that we talked about as well was heading into next week, there are points next week when we're going to be 50 degrees is what's forecasted. That's unseasonably high temperatures for this time of year. What's that going to do up there?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, oftentimes when we get a rapid warm-up, things can become quite unstable with the snow. And usually what I would be concerned about is that the lower elevation terrain is going to get wet and saturated, and perhaps we'd see some natural avalanche activity. But the lower elevations have already gotten a little bit wet, and there's not a ton of snow at the lower elevations either. So I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of avalanche activity due to that warm weather. In fact, what it may do is help us stabilize the layering in the upper elevations. Generally, when we see warm temperatures, it helps to settle that snowpack. It's definitely not going to heal our weak snow at the base of the snowpack, but it will help stabilize it to a certain extent. It's not going to eliminate our problem there, but it's certainly not going to hurt it.
And you know, you got to bring it up, as curious as it always turns out to be. I mean, we're a week away from Groundhog Day. Maybe we will be seeing an early spring this year.
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to say. I've been so busy, Dave, I haven't been able to look past tomorrow, really, you know. But the one thing that seems likely is, you know, we've got another about a week without any significant snow. And, you know, that pushes us through about halfway through the winter. I'm concerned that we're going to be dealing with this this weak snow at the base of the snowpack. It's possible we may see it through the rest of the winter. We really need a lot of storms to help stabilize that and put it behind us. But yeah, it doesn't look good at this point.
And you know, we still have a little bit, like you said, until spring. But you never know what it's going to bring around these parts. You just don't. Winter weathers and, well, weather in general is always kind of a crapshoot most of the time.
It really is. You know, the best case scenario is that we slide into more of a stormy weather pattern. And the more snow we can stack up in the high country, the more it'll smash those weak layers near the base and stabilize things. And we should be able to travel around safely without having to worry. But it's definitely not the case right now.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Brett Kobernick at the Utah Avalanche Center. Brett, tell people how they can find you guys.
Yeah, folks can always check out the Daily Avalanche Forecast. It's published by 7 o'clock each morning. Has a bunch of information in there for you to help you make decisions before heading out in the backcountry. It's probably your best method for staying safe out there is to get that information. UtahAvalancheCenter.org is the website.
So head on out, be safe, check out the website before you go, and make sure you're taking the right tools, you know, a shovel, a beacon, a probe, and just go out and have fun, but do it responsibly. I think that's the main focus of every week when we call, when we talk to each other, isn't it, Brett?
Absolutely. You know, there's so much terrain up there that where there is no avalanche danger. There's so many slopes that aren't steep enough to slide. You can safely go up there and do it. Just get that information from the forecast. Make sure you're staying on lower angle slopes, and you'll be just fine. You'll have a great day up there.
All right, Brett, thanks so much. I'll talk to you again next week, sir.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.